y'all. What's happening to another edition and welcome to another episode of Blurred in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington. As you can tell, I'm the Blurred in the Hood. Yeah. The Swaggy Blurred will be here eventually. Like, Winston told me he was coming. He was like, yo, I got something I got to do that's more important than you and Blurred. So, you know what I'm saying, when you finally get here. Oh, hey, he showed up. Oh, shit, I bet I froze. Okay, cool. Because now that you're here, I can shut all this down and don't have to try to control all this by my damn self.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll take over. It's all good. What's going on, y'all? In case you don't remember who I am, I'm Winston A. Marshall, a.k.a. the Swaggy Blurred. Apologize, had some business to take care of.
See what I told y'all? He more. Everything he do now is more important than me. He like, yo.
No. But when people want to be like, bitch, we own you from 8 a.m. until you close your eyes. Like, everybody trying to me over right now, man. I'm about to fuck myself over because I still gotta film PBPM when this shit over. Like, it's just so much, son. It's just so much shit.
Sir.
Huh?
Sir.
Huh?
I'm trying to find a new place to live now.
Oh, okay. Shit. Oh, is that what you were telling them?
Well, no, I wasn't telling them. I was telling you.
No. I know. We started. Is this nigga what you been up to?
Well, I didn't get a chance to get into that, but I'm about to get into that right now since you're here
okay.
Now.
Okay.
Selena 3 is welcoming everybody. I was waiting you came in here. Like, again, I have to use my... As you all can tell, we're in two separate locations. I am in Chicago right now. I decided to get out of L.A. for a while because they're going to shut all of L.A. back down like him and I have been talking about on the show. And because I have no real family or anybody just to hang with, I decided to come to Chicago and clear my head. So where I'm at, my buddy's house, you might end up hearing some drilling because there's some construction going on. There's going to be some cable put in. So a nigga ain't got to use his cell phone no more. Yay.
It's fair. Hey, man. I respect it. But, yo, I mean, I'm glad you made it out there safe because I definitely sent you a text like, how's Chi-Town? Never heard from you again. So I was like, oh, this nigga dead. Okay, cool.
Possibly.
I was like, oh, okay. He took a little bit of whatever Kanye is not taking. And
we'll talk about that. I mean, I got that already said. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
But we got to kick the show up like we always do each and every week. What I do, Snake and Call. What you been doing?
I mean, shit, man. Like I was saying, like me and you got a dope email. We're not gonna talk about it, but you know, we're working on that. I had another really dope meeting last week. I can't really talk about that. There's another meeting that I had on Monday. I can't really talk about that. But other than that, I mean, my puppy here. I love Shuri. She the best. Hi, baby. She out cold because she's like, nigga, all you do is stay on this computer. I don't like you anymore. Other than that, man, it is kind of stressful because everything is starting to come back, but it's not there yet. So I have the unfortunate pleasure of having to still find time to go shop and do Instacart while trying to take these phone calls or these emails and you know, film stuff, do like SEN Live, do Blurreds, film PBPN and edit that. Like, so there's a lot of like moving pieces, none of which necessarily pay my bills. So I gotta do that random juggle. So first of all, huge shout out to all my patrons. I mean, you guys help immensely by doing that. It's obviously, if it was that's all I needed, then maybe I would calm the F down. But you know, I'm just trying to keep my tiny little heart beating just because I now get when you're like, what's sleep? Like when you used to say that shit, like I get it now, you know?
Well, yeah.
So, but on top of that, man, nigga, what you doing?
Well, so like I said, I'm out here because of several reasons. One, I wanted to clear my head. Two, I need to get away from my roommate because I need to move ASAP. And the problem with moving ASAP is you don't have money to move. So I'm trying to figure out how to deal with all that. Like you said, Patreon, the patrons who support and you giving the content for people like that is cool. It doesn't pay the full bills right now. So trying to figure out how to move, trying to keep my fucking sanity because my roommate situation had been cool for a while. But after a while, it was like, okay, it's time for me to really start looking for shit. And when I was really going to start, that's when everything went to hell out there. You know what I'm saying? So granted, you were lucky and found just fine. You were super lucky. Yeah. You know, but you also have that one beautiful thing I don't have yet is a car. So that allows things to be done that way. Also, like I said, the email was pretty dope. I talked to my therapist before I left. I've still been feeling kind of terrible. So this is one of my highlights. I feel like there's Danny Fernandez, one of our homies, put something on Twitter about, you know, wanting to uplift their timeline and stuff like that. And then, you know, she wanted people to put something about them and she would say something back in the positive. response. And I put myself, and she was like, it's hard to consistently go and put in the work when you constantly go unnoticed and you don't feel like you reap the rewards of it, but you got to keep pushing because that's how it is. And it's really gotten to me recently. I'm to the point where I sometimes don't want to even do this anymore. You know why? Not because of you, not because of the fans, because I feel like I'm pointless at it. I really felt like that. And I understand people love what we do every week, and I'm grateful for everybody that loves what we do and what we bring. And I love being able to do this with somebody I consider more than a best friend. You know, I consider like a brother. But at the same time, it's like, am I just doing something to do it? Because a lot of people are doing things to do things throughout this quarantine period. And so it does fuck with me a lot. I mean, I know y'all like, damn, Jay, you sad a lot. Yeah, and I know I'm on that depressant. But it's also when you've been putting in work in your life and careers for over 20 plus years. And when you thought you were going to see some, you're going to reap the rewards of it, you have yet to see it. Now, granted, I know it doesn't come on my schedule. It's all in God's timing. And I'm fine with that. But it's really been stressful. So, I mean, I came out here. I'm drinking probiotics right now. I'm going to, you know, get myself loose to do a Focus T25 workout later. So, and you know, somebody brought Jay should sell his art. Here's the problem with that, PC. I can't highlight anything, Winston, because, again, if I do, it's going to be slow and all that stuff. So you got all this today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just if you call it out, I'll click it. You know what? Okay.
Here's the issue with me selling my art online. I don't want to undersell myself. And so low-key, I went looking at a website to say, how do you charge for your art, like if you're an independent artist? Some people say, well, do Etsy and blah, 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 blah. So the basic thing it said is charge the multiply the dimensions of the canvas times $5, like $50 an hour. Because literally painters charge per hour. So some of the pieces I have, you know, I would normally charge like $200, $250, whatever, maybe more depending on what it is. So when people always say they want to buy it, I'll put it out there, then I get nothing. But if I put it up there for $75, $50, which I believe is completely undercutting myself and the work I put in, then people want it. And so I'm not going to shortchange myself. So I'll sit up with 18 pieces of paint art in my house. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit up with 18 pieces of artwork because everybody who says they want to get it, nobody's going to get forced from it. You know, let's just be honest, not for the time I put in or the effort I put in. So that's what I've been doing. So, yeah.
There's a couple things there. I think that's right. I don't think you shortchange yourself. If you want to do – If what you're saying is the minimum, if you want to cut it like a baby bit just to start, like not don't drop it. If you're saying the minimum is 150, don't drop that shit to 75. But if you drop it to like 130, 125 just to start and then push, that's one way to do it. The other thing I was going to say is I think don't beat yourself up in the sense that literally look at what we're doing and the fact that this continues to grow and people talk about how much they love the show. But literally the email we're not allowed to talk about is because we've been doing this and because we've been doing the reviews and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
the fruit is blooming. And I think you just need to remember in the same way that if you're growing a garden, you don't drop, like sometimes you put seeds in the ground and they don't ever germinate any sort of fruit. And sometimes you
get nuclear seeds and then you get the beanstalk, the jackhead, my nigga, and it goes.
And so that's the thing. For the time being, you got like, we got to look and see like, holy shit, we just got like our first stalk of corn. And then the next thing you know, when we decide to plant another seed, then it is a beanstalk. And then we got to fight a fucking giant, which is the man, which is a whole thing in and of itself. And then you got to drop that nigga off the beanstalk and let him crash and steal all his gold and all that other shit. Like, you know, let's worry about giant problems later. Like for now, I mean, real talk. Like I said, I was very happy about that email. Let's get this corn, my dog. Like, did you ever celebrate Kwanzaa? Because I did. No, it's too late. Because did you ever celebrate
Kwanzaa? What we're not gonna do is we're not gonna jump past the fact of you said, let's go get this corn, my dog.
Like, come on, my guy. Come on, my guy.
My guy. All right.
What's the Shottown version of my dog and my guy? I don't. Was there a Shottown version? Joe. Y'all just call each other Joe. What the fuck? Y'all niggas is weird in Chicago. Well, let's go get this corn, Joe.
First of all, who the fuck is that corn?
Nigga Kwanzaa. Nigga, that's what, Joe.
I mean, you're trying your best, Chicago. It's not there. We got to work on it.
It is better than Yinz. You know about that shit over in Philly, right? Fuck Yinz.
Oh, you mean John's?
No. They say Yinz. They say Yinz. Use instead of use, they say Yinz or some shit like that over in Philly.
No, I know they say John's a lot. I know about John's.
Well,
I know about that from definitely from a bunch of my Philly homies. But yeah. Let's kick it off. Okay,
there's Shuri. Someone asked. There's Shuri right there. She's just
again. Here's the fucking thing. See, this show is meant to be about me and Winston. Okay, just want to say that. Now that the dog is coming to play, neither one of us are rolling. This ain't like when it's your stream, sir, and this nobody cares about you.
Wait, what? What'd you say? What'd you say now, Chuck?
I said, this ain't like when you do your streams and everybody's like, forget Winston, we're sure. Now they're going to say to hell with both of us, we're sure. Yeah,
because she's adorable. I get it. I totally understand. She's a little asshole, though. Like I turned around. I made a whole bed for her. She didn't like it. And so then I went and got my old college comforter, which is comfortable as hell. Even though I don't have a twin anymore, I just held on to it because it was just comfortable. So it's nice to have as a blanket. So I put it down and she loves that. And then I let her on the bed one time. And every time I turn around, this nigga be hopping in my spot. I'm like, you better get your little ass down and get on the comforter I done laid out for you. And she's like, and I'm like, nigga. And she goes, oh. And then she'll come down and shit. So,
oh. God. All right, man. So let's get to our first story of the day, man. It's been the topic of news. Kanye West. So Kanye is still – well, here's the weird thing. One minute, he's out of the presidential race altogether, right? The next minute, he's rallying in South Carolina trying to get on the ballot. Well, speaking of his rally in South Carolina, which was the most awkward shit ever, Kanye West decided to go on a diatribe about a certain extremely popular abolitionist. You see it, Weston?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oh, you're telling me to click on it. Now, I thought you said, did I see it? As in, did I watch it? Yes, I watched it. Hold on, nigga. Hold on. You gotta let a nigga know what you're talking about. Now I see it. Here we go.
Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
That's the best part of that whole video. The fact that as soon as he finished that statement, Shorty's like, yo, we leaving right now. Like, that's it. There's nothing else you need to say. I can't see you directly because of the way the stream is going because of everything. But I can imagine how you feel.
A little pissed. This is slavery was a choice all over again. And it's the same thing that I said the first time. You, especially when you have that kind of platform, and this is even more so why he needs people in his corner, that if this is a bipolar tirade to like keep an eye on him, when you have a platform that big, and especially when your ass decides you want to run for president, because you like, obviously Trump got away with bullshit, but you have to be so careful with your fucking words. So if what he's trying to say is, Harriet Tubman, sure, they got him out of actual chains and being beaten and being murdered, but then you ultimately are part of the system where you work for other people and maybe you're making money on your own and you're free, but now you're part of the corporate ladder. That's one thing, not what he said. He said, Harriet Tubman didn't free anybody. She just delivered slaves to the white man. Nigga, seriously? Because again, when he said slavery was a choice, if what he's trying to say in that regard, and this is where he tried to clarify after the fucking fact, what he was saying was you get released from physical bondage, but then you become a slave to America as far as, again, the corporate ladder and all that shit in the way America.
Right.
That's one thing. That is not what you fucking said, and words matter. And so this is another situation where that is infuriating. And then the other thing that then becomes like a thing, and this is where I'm now angry about this Kardashian like machine that he's a part of.
Speaking of the machine, it says that Kanye tweets, he went last night on a Twitter tirade.
Did you put him in? You did. Here we go. Yeah, here you go.
So check out the first one.
They're a little blurry, but we can read it out. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, Kim was trying to fly into Wyoming, was trying to fly me into Wyoming with a doctor to lock me up like the movie Get Out because I cried about saving my daughter's life yesterday. NBC locked up Bill Cosby. I love my wife. My family must live to need me. It's not up to E
Must live next to me.
Sorry, it's blurry, guys.
All good.
And the last one was...
Righteous indignation, and he gave a definition of it. There's so much going on here. Would you like to take a first crack?
Yeah. So as somebody who has, you know, I've always stuck up for young. That's what it is. And it's not just from the city, it's from a personal standpoint. But this, where we're at right now, like I said on Twitter, in this element, this moment, this fact, this shit is going too far. This shit is, we're literally watching the end of a man's life almost. I hate to be that dark and blunt, but this can only go lower. And again, because he's Kanye West, people are going to look at this as a media circus, so they're going to use it to keep publicizing it and have fun with it and laugh with it and joke with it and all this other shit. That's not what this should be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We always talk about people, if he has anybody in his camp. The problem is, when you are that successful, I don't care what anybody wants to say, that man is uberly successful, financially lucrative. You will then have a bunch of yes men and yes women around you. So that doesn't change a thing. The fact about his meds, yeah, that's a real thing. But then also to go in after this to use it to promote his new album, Donda, which again, I feel a lot of people have that he, so we all know his mother passed away 13 years ago. And a lot of people have said that that to this day has not sat well with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He never got checked out for that. But I think he's still feeling all this and a lot more, bro.
Yeah, I think so. And I, here's the thing. And I remember when he started singing about how he wanted to holler at Kim and all that kind of stuff. Let's actually look at the Kardashian legacy. Tay, you can throw in a couple. They freed people, like got Trump to get some people out of prison and stuff like that. The Kardashian legacy is built off of drama. It is built off of negative press. It's built off of a sex tape. It's built off of breaking the internet. Like it's built off of infidelity. Like they threw that Jordan girl under the bus over that Tristan shit when Tristan was the one cheating. Their entire legacy is built off of bullshit. It's built off of selling women tummy teas and all that kind of stuff. And when you're dealing with someone who, yes, he's super successful and all that kind of stuff, but clearly there are certain things that need to be kind of nurtured and taken care of. To see this happen, it started, and Fillmore Pockets brings up a great idea, man, and it started with O.J. Simpson, because obviously, you know, you had Papa Kardashian helping rep O.J. in that murder trial. You know what I'm saying? So
man,
like,
I want to address real quick for you. Hold your thought. I want to address because I can see that. Look, over the decade, Kanye West has always been eccentric. There's never been nothing new about that. You know what I'm saying? Kanye has always been eccentric, even before and after his mom passed. Again, as somebody who knows him personally, I know about this. We've all seen it. We've all seen the eccentric, flamboyant, out the box, wild Kanye West. Remember, the man changed what hip hop was, and in the smallest way, from a pink polo and a backpack.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's a small thing, but it's a major thing when you look at all the grandiose things that follow. Yeah. So this is nothing new as far as him being eccentric. Now when we get to the point from eccentric to being like, yo, this is wild, to yo, this is serious, I can compare it in another way because I know another comedian who I was diehard friends with and a bunch of comedians we just had to let her be. Her name is Arana Lopez. Arana went stalking 50 Cent in New York City. Now, I can tell you this full story because it's been documented in the news, websites, tabloids, everything. Arana has allowed her mental capacity to diminish and deplete to the point where now she would rather be homeless, begging for money via Instagram Live to get PayPal and Cash Apps and stuff and just travel to another country with no place to live. And if she does get a spot, it's a hotel for a day or two. But that there's a level of mental illness there that she had been committed before on a 72-hour hold, but they had to really let her go because of her own recognizance, because it's mental, but it's not, where she can still be like, you know what, I'm good, I know what I'm doing. And I bring that up because comedians, family, friends, all of us try to reach out and help. But guess what? She pushed away, and she wouldn't allow that. That can be the same thing with just having the yes men with Kanye West. Even though they're all like, yeah, cool, bet, you know, say whatever you want, Kanye. At the same time, if he's paying your bills and you try to say, yo, let's go help you get some help, then they're not gonna. You're doing your job.
I mean, I would argue that he's not paying. You're talking about the people around him. I thought you meant the Kardashians.
No. I was gonna echo what you were saying about the Kardashians.
Yeah,
it's all drama based. So that's, if you notice, you ain't seen shit really from Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Chris, nobody. Kim will say something every now and then, and that's it. She can be in the forefront of the public eye every other fucking chance she gets. You know what I'm saying? Any chance Kim Kardashian gets, she is in front of a camera.
Like,
she's speaking out about something.
I understand there are contracts. I understand all this. But at what point do you shut it all down and go, my husband, my son-in-law, my
mother-in-law. Exactly.
There's something off here. The father of my children, the father of my grandchildren. At what point does this kick in and you go, we got to check on him and make sure he's okay? And I do believe there was a part of him that was like, they are like, maybe Kim was coming with a doctor or something like that. But like, it's one of the things, like, it was really awkward, but I appreciate Dave Chappelle, for example, dropping everything to go fly up and check on him. Because it's one of those things that it goes back and forth between being angry at what he's saying, but then like you look and it looks like a bipolar episode of, hey, you're coming in free shit. I almost killed my daughter. Like, my nigga is literally bouncing all over the place, not only with his thoughts, but with his emotions. That it's it's wild. Like, because I know that for me, I didn't necessarily, between the Harriet Tubman thing and then saying NBC locked up Bill Cosby, I went to a place of just anger again, because as a black man, how if you put this shit in the fucking air, that the people that don't want to see us get any sort of restitution or get out, be like, see, that I told you, Candace Owens just said this. See the hot shit. See Kanye. Kanye supports Trump. Kanye says Bill Cosby, like, it was a frame job. Kanye says that, like, y'all need to get over slavery. It's your fault. That shit is so dangerous for us as a people.
Yeah.
It's why I get so mad. But the truth is, you are literally seeing. Okay, so PC just asked, he almost killed his daughter. What they're specifically talking about is there was a discussion about how Kim and Kanye almost aborted North.
Right.
And that's what he's talking about. He first started off by telling a story about how his mom almost aborted him. His dad was giving pressure to his mom to abort him. And then they almost aborted North. That's what he was talking about. And so this is, to be honest with you, and this sounds crazy, but this reminds me, this is where I, even though Empire went off the rails, there's a reason why I really enjoyed the show, and it was mainly Andre's character, because he was diagnosed bipolar, and a lot of the stuff you're seeing all over the place. And then did medicine help? Did spirituality help? All these things that they tried to try and find out how to save Andre, who is really dealing with these demons, who was in a public eye, who was part of a multi-million dollar empire and all that stuff, a family that doesn't necessarily want his business out in the streets, but want to put him out there as like someone who's high functioning and everything. So there's just there's a lot, man, and I started like that's the last thing, and this is that, and I think we should maybe move on from Kanye. Unless there's another point.
Yeah.
I feel bad mostly for North. I mean, for all the kids, but especially for North, because I know, for example, I had a conversation with my mom about how I came to be when I was an adult. So it was like, I have been dating your dad for a little bit. And the thought certainly crossed my mind, but she tells the story. She's like, I had a dream. I saw your grandmother, because her mom had passed at this point, and she was holding me. And she was like, this is Alex. I want you to meet him. And that is what changed it for my mom. So I know how this is a very personal choice for the parents, but especially the women that are in pregnancies and all that. And sometimes you do it and sometimes you don't, et cetera, et cetera. So it is what it is. But at the same time, if you end up with a kid that you do decide to keep, if you ever tell them something, you got to make sure that they're old enough to understand that. Nori is what, like 10, 8?
Yeah, North is. She's at that age, she can start hearing things.
But she's a baby. And so
yeah, she's still a baby.
That can fuck you up so bad. And that further speaks to, again, at first where it was like the anger of Kanye, why the fuck would you say that on a national stage, essentially, to your daughter? And that's when you kick back and go, this man is not well. That's because I'll tell you this. Either Kanye is not well and he needs to be like cared for and looked after as far as like people need to check in on him, or this is the greatest asshole we've ever seen in life. It's one or the other. And I honestly believe he's just not well, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Streamlabs.com/blurbsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurbsinthehood/TIP. If you want to get your questions, comments, donation, support in, Winston, you got it pulled up because I got a couple of them right in front of me.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So you take the first one.
Yeah, of course. First one from Cynthia Rogers. What's up? She says, this is for Shuri Treats. I'll give her double if she can sing the meow song. So funny story. She hates cats with all her heart. So
Shuri
does.
Oh, so, man, you had to clarify that real quick. I was like,
So you want to know something? That nigga that's laughing in this video right here. Like literally that dude that was like, keep it going. That was Shuri. I don't know if you knew that because she, like, I tell you, whenever you go on walks, if she sees a cat, she's like, and I'm like, Shuri, let's go. She's like,
That's hilarious.
Nigga, move. And if the cat even, and I'm like, oh man, like, calm down.
Wait, I would like to say it was funny because I was listening to Winston walk Shuri the other day and he was trying to, get over here. No, Shuri, please. Please don't do this. No, please, Shuri, don't, no.
Leave the cat alone.
Sure, can you just go home, please? It was so sad. It was like you can hear the love in Winston's voice, but you can hear the defeat as well. It was late, bro.
It was like 10:45 at night. This was just the last walk, so she would pee and poop, and we can go to bed. And she'd like, this cat was just chilling. And most of the time, the cats will run off. But this cat refused to move, especially because they realized that I was stopping Shuri. So the cat was like, what, bitch? And I was like, Shuri, let's go. It's not important. Like, let's go home. So
who are you trying to de-escalate a fight with the dog? Listen, it's not worth it. Okay? Don't do this. Shout out to Kenneth Days, who always gives us a lot of love and support. He says, my brothers from a couple other mothers, I'm spreading blurred love and have got more positive feedback people send the world. We definitely need more of you guys and the show.
No, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And Feel More Pockets, thank you for your donation as well. All right, let's switch subjects, man, because that was a little bit. All right, so I need Winston to finally catch up on these.
Yeah.
The thing that Timbaland and Swizz Beatz started that was supposed to be battles of legendary producers and artists, which has now become a celebration of hip-hop culture and its multiple facets, has another battle tomorrow night that has had the internet really talking. And that was the reason I brought this up. It's DMX versus Snoop. 20 hits, song for song. Who do you pick?
This one's actually kind of rough. I think I have to give it to Snoop. I would argue that DMX's hits, and DMX being the number one rapper, like, hit at a point for sure. But it's hard to look at Snoop, who has essentially been probably the longest standing rapper ever. Like, can you think of somebody that's been rapping longer than him, honestly, that's still in the game?
Yeah, I was gonna say that's still in the game. I think I can probably, well, I mean, the question is, will we consider LL Cool J still active?
No, because he's only been doing country. And on top of that,
Snoop did gospel and reggae.
But that's fine. But remember, Snoop did that and then he came back and did more rap. Like,
but I'm just saying, he's still in the game.
No, I know, but that's the difference. When has LL Cool J put out another rap song versus Snoop literally just did Living My Best Life 2 years ago, another number one hit.
That's Lil Duval's song.
No, but it doesn't matter. But I understand that. But it doesn't matter. Snoop is in there dropping bars.
Okay, because I'm glad we brought that up, because that's another thing you have to include with this. People have been trying to go just straight up the songs the artists have, but you can't forget the features in which they have. You know, the different songs they've collaborated on. Man, I've been a DMX fan since It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. I think even before then, I can give you 20 songs that just between DMX's albums alone. And then to go into his features, like, my soul wants to give it to X, man. This is one of those conversations that really open up some worms. For me, it's DMX, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I respect it. I mean,
I get what you're saying with the longevity of Snoop, and I can pick a bunch of hits for Snoop, right? But when we go on 20 hits, when you look, it depends on how you look at the artist, and this is why I say that. Scott Storch versus Manny Fresh when they did that. Mm-hmm. Manny Fresh got a bunch of hood classics, right? Manny Fresh got stuff that make the block go. Scott Storch produced shit that made the world go. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at DMX, you can never go to one club without Party Up being played at least once.
I get it. But Gin and Juice, I counter you with that. Look, I'm just going to list. I just randomly looked up. This came out, a couple days ago, probably in preparation for the verses, but it doesn't say.
The track list?
Yeah, so just this is their top 20 essential from Discover Music. This is a top 20 essential Snoop Dogg songs. Young, Wild, and Free is number 20, which hit number 7 on Billboard, bro. But Lay Low.
That's him and Wiz.
But Lay Low with Master P, Nate Dogg, Butch Cassidy, and the Eastsiders. Life at a Party. Snoop Dogg, What's My Name? Ain't No Fun if the Homies Can't Have None. Come on, man. Vapors, Sexual Eruption, Doggy Dog World, Still the G Thing, Lodi Dodi, The Shiz.
Whoa.
Lottie, whatever.
Oh, my God. You will not.
Nigga, I'm reading cookies. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
No,
shut
the fuck up. Did you literally say Lodi Dodi? Lodi
Dodi? Nigga, I'm fucking tired. I just told you I've been going nonstop all day. Suck a dick, all right? The Shiznit, Bitch Please. The next episode. Shut the fuck up. Murder Was the Case. Beautiful. Deep Cover. Who Am I? What's My Name? Because we had part 2 beforehand. Drop It Like It's Hot. Nothing But a G Thing and Gin and Juice. Like, come on, man. Like for real?
Okay, give me DMX's 20.
Did they list it? Let me see if they did. Hold on.
I figured you'd have both.
Hold on. DMX hits. Let me.
I'm here through my phone, so I can't give you much.
No. I know. Here's a best. It's not a top 20, but I do have a best of DMX. So let's see. Where the Hood At? It's a good song. I'll give you the 20 that are listed on Wikipedia. Where the Hood At? Okay. It's All Good. What These Bitches Want From a Nigga. Get At Me, Dog. Rough Riders Anthem. What's My Name? Party up in here. X Gonna Give It To You. We Right Here. How's It Going Down? The Rain. One More Road to Cross. Slipping. Get It On The Flow. Get it on the flow. Here We Go Again. Damien. Stop Being Greedy. Who We Be. Grand Finale. No Love For Me. There's 20.
Okay. Those 20, not with those 20 you just did against Snoop's 20, that goes to Snoop, but it's slim.
That's a couple things to keep in mind. Cause like Billboard 200, I know that Billboard is not like a great rubric for that, but for general, the peak position that DMX ever got was 102. For hip hop and R&B, it was 67. Snoop, to my knowledge, has a couple number ones. And it, like, I mean, we mentioned that Young, Wild, and Free.
X has never hit number one.
Mm-mm. Not according to this. According to Billboard, he has never hit number one, man.
I find that so fucking difficult to believe, especially when we're talking Party Up.
I'll get deeper into it, but yeah, go ahead.
Either way, man, it goes down tomorrow on the Versus TV, VRZUZ TV Instagram. Make sure you are checking that out, man. When they've done some of these major ones that have been for the culture, I tell you that. It has been so dope between that, again, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, when we finally got Teddy Riley and Babyface and more. So here's another story. So Angelica Washington, a lot of people don't know her beforehand, but she currently plays Beth, a.k.a. Dr. Midnight, on Stargirl, which if you have not checked out Stargirl, it is such a dope-ass show, all right? Check out Stargirl. Also, I think I'm going to release the Stargirl review early because normally I just release them on Wednesdays. I'm going to let it go tonight. Because it's already said, I'm going to release it tonight. So, but anyway, she had recently took to Instagram and talked about a flashback post of her when her first time working. and posted a picture of her stunt double.
This was her fourth job, she said. It was her fourth acting job.
Major. This was her fourth job. She said, flashback to 2017, my fourth job as an actor, my first recurring guest star, and my first time having a stunt double, and they painted her black. I was very uncomfortable, as anyone would be, to meet your double in blackface, so I spoke up for myself. I pulled one of the producers aside and asked, quote, why isn't my stunt double black like me? Isn't that the point of a double? Well, she responded, sure, but we couldn't find a black stunt double in LA. Los Angeles doesn't have any black stunt performers. But aren't you happy to be working? You should be thankful to be here. That's as much as I want to stop him right there. So first of all, without context, when people see this picture, you know people automatically don't jump like, oh, she's giggling and cheesing along with it and everything, blah, blah, blah. And that's not the case. But you can take a picture down now, bro.
Okay, all right.
The fact is, there are stunt performers in LA. They're just not given the opportunities.
Yeah.
There are those who are trying to, men and women. And so that's one. But for the producer to say, aren't you happy to be working? You should be thankful to be here. You would be surprised. Granted, that's 2017, and I know Winston and myself can attest to this. We may not have experienced it personally, but we've had many friends who have. How many producers you have out there in life who believe that? You should be thankful for being here. You should be happy you're here. And yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Again, if you guys start hearing the drilling and stuff, and just letting you know, it's going to probably get in my background. So, but nonetheless, it's all
good. No, you're good. Yeah,
so go ahead.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. It's that was really upsetting because I thought maybe at first it was like just an off-base random thing that wasn't true. But like looking at it and looking at her posts and the story, because the story I saw it on was a news site I'd never heard of before. Mm. But then like it showed me the direct link to her Instagram and it's right there as clear as day, man. It's disgusting. It falls in the same category of, sorry, I'm getting a slight echo. So that's why my thoughts are getting a little distracted.
Is it an echo for me? Hold on. Let me make sure I am shut off everywhere. So you shouldn't be getting one.
Okay. I'll keep talking.
Are you still getting one?
A little bit, but it's okay. I can fight through it. But it's
I didn't know that was happening.
It just started. So don't worry about it. So part about it, they're talking about Ray Fisher right now. He finally dropped some of these bars about what he was talking about. The fact that he got his barber to come all the way out. He worked for, what, 8+ months, he said, and got zero credit from Warner Brothers and Whedon in the actual credits. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. There has been, you know, Yvette Nicole Brown has been talking about it. Viola Davis, Lord knows how many different black people in the industry being like, yo, these people don't know how to do our hair. And we're having to bring in independent hairdressers and makeup artists in order to try and even be on the same playing field. You know what I'm saying? To all that kind of stuff. And this is a similar situation. Why the fuck don't you have black stunt doubles? They were talking about that. Anthony Mackie was talking about that about Marvel. You know what I'm saying? So like, this is a massive problem, but you know, it is what it is.
I don't, you know, it's been this thing where it's now all of a sudden we'll see a bunch of black stunt performers. I guarantee you, we'll see a bunch of them in different productions. We'll hear this big surge of black, brown, all these different race stunt doubles just popping up out of nowhere like they just came out the blue. When the fact of the matter is, they've been around. This is absurd, again. It's frustrating because the ease, first, let's go back to the ease of which they just painted her in blackface and called it a day. I think we forget that part. Yes, it's ridiculous. It's a bunch of bullshit that she was painted in blackface, but let's go to the level of ease that the production company was just like, put in blackface and that's it.
Yeah. No,
you know, I don't think anybody gets that. I want to address another thing I saw in the chat to PC, especially that set up a super chat. Here's the thing, we are officially eligible for it. Winston and I have actually been discussing that. So if you hear us talk on Game Time and other places, here's the deal with YouTube super chat. Super chats take 33% of whatever thing you put in, and then it takes over 28 days to get it. So the issue is, let's hypothetically say somebody wants to donate us $100, right? After YouTube gets done with it, it would only be 60-something bucks, and that would still take another month or so, a month and a half to get it, until we accumulated enough to finally pay out at least $100 before they paid out. Whereas with Streamlabs, if someone donates us $100, we get roughly $98.25. And that's between the two of us. And so it's able to be broken down more because, again, when we say the Streamlabs on our end of other things, it's helping us with car repairs, it's paid bills on both of our ends. So just want to be a bit transparent. That's cool.
Of course. And it's not to say that we won't do what we will, because any way that people are willing to support us, we're more than happy to accept it. It's just that is a more direct way to help for sure.
Absolutely.
Our Patreons, the Streamlabs. Hell, if you want to straight up like send a Venmo or a Cash App, I mean, all of that.
Let me tell you something. Neither one of us are against you sending personal Venmos or Cash Apps. Again, it's either at the Swaggy Blur, at Mr. J. Washington. Neither one of us are going to stop you. We're going to say thank you. We're going to comment it back and say thank you. You are a blessing. God has shown his love upon you. You know what I'm saying? He might not say that. I might say it a little bit more.
I would say it too, you know.
I just want to make sure. So let's go to our next story. Comic-Con at Home is this weekend. And it's so weird. Dog, it's so weird. Last weekend was supposed to be Comic-Con. Everybody was supposed to be. Last weekend, we were all supposed to be getting ready to be in San Diego, right? Getting ready to kick it and all the good stuff. And now, everything's just at home, bro.
I mean, it's funny. I wasn't necessarily set up to do anything. But, you know, maybe something would have come through. Just all the different stuff that we've done, there might have been a possibility to go. So I'm not as heartbroken as a lot of people per se, but it does kind of suck. I think what it does is it ties into a lot of the stuff that we are upset about, like, you know, Wonder Woman's pushback. It's probably going to get canceled till next year. Black Widow's.
That's what I was glad you brought that up too.
But Black Widow, Wonder Woman, Tenet, all these films that we've all been excited about that would have also probably potentially been tied into Comic-Con have all been pushed to a following year, and it just goes to show, again, how bad this whole COVID shit really was, man.
Well, can I ask a question? Yeah. This is probably going to get me reamed on the internet for even saying and asking this question.
Oh, no.
What exactly was Tenet about?
Oh, I mean that people.
I know it's another Christopher Nolan film. I just didn't know what it was about.
The all you can really tell is that there's some sort of weird time travel shit, not time travel per se, but time manipulation. You don't really know what, but it's a very similar vibe to the way Inception. Everybody's like, bitch, how you running on the side of the wall and then off the stairs and now you behind me? It's a similar sort of, all of a sudden you see like fruit and bullets fly inwards, but yet somebody's falling down dead. You don't understand what's going on, but that's just where, that's what it is. You're putting John David Washington, you're putting Robert Pattinson, Christopher Nolan all together in a world that we don't know yet, and it's just you've got that intrigue.
Okay, because that's what it is. Because I was like, I was wondering, have we seen anything yet? Have we really seen anything outside of trailers? You know what I'm saying? Heard anything really specific? Because I know a lot of people were excited for this. A lot of people were just like, they want it. So.
It's unofficial. Okay. We don't even know if the worlds are tied, but the way that it's been presented to us, it feels like 2020 Inception, essentially.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, because, yeah, I think that also, this also doesn't bode well for Dune. Dune won't hit the theaters. Dune may hit 2021, 2022. Again, yeah, this whole COVID situation has killed the summer blockbuster. It's killed the movies for the year, theatrical movies for the year. The question goes, will everything be released video on demand? Absolutely not. You have certain movies that beckon being released in theaters because you need that money, that revenue from it. You do not get return. You don't get the same revenue with video on demand. People forget that. And why is that? Because in the theater, people can keep going to see it.
No, I feel you. I'm going to try something. Do y'all still have an echo for me? Oh, yeah, I do hear it. What is going on?
What are you running?
That's okay. I mean, nothing. There's nothing else going on right now. But that's so weird.
Are you talking through the camera or through the...
I was originally talking through my mic. And then I switched to the display audio, but now I'm back on the microphone. You don't have the stream open on YouTube, do you?
I have nothing open, brother. I'm just using my phone.
Just checking.
Yeah. I love it. The fact that every week it never fails, we have some beautiful technical issues. But again, thank you everybody.
We've been good for a minute, man. We've actually been.
I'm just saying, but it happens, and when it happens, we've learned to push through it. So again, streamlabs.com/birds/TIP. I want to go to a couple of them we just got. Let me see. First of all, thank you for our new subscriber, Corey Cameron. Appreciate you. Storm Shadow Rocks, thank you so much for the major donation. He says, thank you, Chief, for always bringing it. Hope this helps you on your way to move, Jay, a little bit to get your AC fixed Wednesday.
Appreciate it, yo. I really, really do. And then Alberto Rios, thank you again for your donation, man. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, let's see.
Before we do this one, there's a certain thing. I want to put this in the very last thing at the bottom together, Winston, if we can.
Okay.
So with the two of these, want you to now.
What is the bottom? I didn't see that one.
I have to make sure. I don't know if I put the picture in. I'm hoping to God. Let me see if I can find the picture.
I don't see a photo.
Okay. So I'm going to let you talk. No, because I got to put that in. Hold on. I got it. Hold on.
I see Ode to Karens. There's somebody next to a sign.
That's not it. That's not it at all. I see bear stock,
and then there's, what is it?
What'd you say?
Oh, okay. I'm assuming that's something important for later.
Here we go. I'm putting this in there. That's what that is. It'll pop up in a hot second. Cool. Right. It just popped up in the top of the picture. Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So go ahead and hit the video for this to start this beautiful segment out. We like to call an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
That you're out here like just composing in the back while we're waiting while that's playing is so ridiculous. I swear to God. All right, which one did you want to start with, man?
Okay, so the video that you were playing that seems like a bunch of people, this one directly isn't just Karens. It's more so Karens, Chaz, and just as the video is branded as I saw it, white people in their natural habitat. Check this out.
What'd you say?
How are you, sir?
You don't see these melons?
Hey, how are you? It's hot outside today, ain't it?
How much is the fucking chips?
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. You doing okay?
Doing good.
So y'all don't wear masks in here? Like, it's not a rule?
Bitch, your whole face need a mask.
Hey, you doing good? You getting some food for your dog?
What the hell you think I'm getting it for, my fucking zebra?
Good morning, how are you?
Can you please shut up? I haven't even had my coffee yet.
You might be a bitch, but you sure have got a fine ass.
You want your receipt?
What do you think? I'm going to bring this back?
I'm just doing my job, sir.
Well, have some damn common sense. I'm going to eat it.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine.
You want to try these donuts? They're on sale.
No, bitch. I'm on a diet.
Hey.
What are
ellos? Hola, como están? Good. $3.63.
Huh?
$3.63.
Bitch, I speak English. Espérame. Esta gringa se cree que...
Hey.
Hey.
Is that it?
Ooh, I don't know. Is that for sale?
Oh, baby, I got a husband.
Hey.
$7 on the card, please.
I can't serve you without a shirt.
What? You're lucky you get to see all this.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm good.
$6.66.
Oh, hell no. That's the mark of the beast. You better add something to that. Give me one of them condoms right there.
I honestly can't. Jesus. Dude, turn your volume down. That's what it is. Turn your volume down. Did you turn your volume up to listen to that?
No, my volume was at its normal thing. What are you talking?
I wonder if that did it. Yeah, nigga, that was it. Turn your volume down.
Don't you blame me on this.
And there it is again. God damn it. All right. I honestly can't tell if that is fake or not. I go back and forth. One minute I'm like, this is staged, and one minute I'm like, it's not.
Wait, I mean, the best one is this, I'm gonna die.
You get to look at all of this, or oh, don't worry, honey, I already have a husband. That one killed me, bro.
Wait, y'all don't wear masks in here? Bitch, I'm facing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's asking, like, is this real or is this play? Like, I honestly can't tell, but it's fucking funny regardless of what it is. All right, hold on. So we got some other good ones. Let me hold on. Let me take that back down. So this one for me isn't necessarily a Karen situation. This is we'll do the other Karen, and then I'll do the last one that I wanted to do.
Well, I don't know if you want to call her a Karen. I just had to put that in there because of I'm confused and I need some clarification. So in case you didn't see this picture, what happened is the recent Gestapo in Portland, Oregon right now had sparked a brand new round of protests, and whatever the case. And one white woman decided to go out as a form of protest, butt-ass naked, sit down on the ground, spread it open, bust it open for the cops.
I'm asking you a legitimate question. You're 100% positive that's not Photoshopped, right? Because I can't tell.
Oh,
100%. Okay.
No. There's actual video of her walking up butt naked and sitting down. I couldn't find a video.
I don't understand this.
Understand the point of that.
Personally, I don't. I mean, I appreciate protesting. I don't know what being naked does. Cause like, I understand the thing of like free the nipple and like trying to desexualize. That makes sense.
In those situations, absolutely.
Or yes. Like if you're like, fuck sweatshops. And so you'd like, you know what I'm saying? All that makes sense. This doesn't make sense to me.
This is about Black Lives Matter, police brutality, and you decided to get butt ass naked on the concrete, on the asphalt, excuse me.
Oh, I don't.
Sorry, Johnson. I'm sorry. That's your ex, bro.
But Kristen brought up a good point that they've never stopped. They're one of the few cities that has continuously kept the protests going. But yes, there's been some weird. Because I mean, we didn't even really talk about it. But there's been some crazy Gestapo, secret police kidnapping protesters and shit. It's been fucking terrifying.
So that ties into this because. Here's the biggest thing with that this is happening. Now, these are federal agents who've been authorized to just snatch up protesters and drop them off wherever. And people don't seem to have a problem with this. And by people, I'm talking about all the Second Amendment gun nuts. Why do I bring those up? Because of the same reason they bring up the Second Amendment. They always say my right to bear arms in case I need to take, you know, stop the tyranny of the government and oppression from the government and form my own militia. That's what this is. That's clear as day what this is important. And now the orange fuck muppet has decided to once again set his sights on Chicago. Now, whether I'm here or not, here's the thing I hate. Stop using Chicago as your fucking benchmark.
Hello.
For those that didn't know, Cam Newton was on OBJ's show and they were talking about his contract. And he was like, you know, I was seeing all these people get signed. And then Victor Cruz goes, and a lot of them are older than you. And Cam Newton, dressed like somebody's auntie, said, hello. Just like your
auntie. I mean, with the hair, with the hello.
Hello.
Hello. I highly recommend you watch the full video.
But this is happening and none of them are saying anything. This is that tyranny. This is that government oppression. This is the government overreach that you quote unquote worry about. This is the government doing what everyone says they're gathering all these, stockpiling all these weapons for. And yet no one says a thing, but going back to Chicago, stop using it as your benchmark, because if you really want to talk shit, if you really want to send in a police force like that, send them to West Palm Beach, Florida, because the violence there is super high. I believe it's number one. Chicago isn't even on the top 10 per capita, but because Chicago has a Democratic mayor who does not like you. Nope. And it's not just because you're a Republican. It's because you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, and so it really, even just as a Chicagoan period, many of us have gotten upset because it's like, stop doing that. every week now, everybody's like, oh, the murders in Chicago are getting ridiculous. Let me just say this. I don't care how you want to take it. If you get upset, I said it this way, you kiss the entire inside of my asshole cavity. The murders in Chicago have always been a thing, unfortunately. This is nothing new. It is now this thing called social media and a 24-hour news cycle that you all hear about it. So you all jump on it, and I'm saying you all as a general statement, you all jump on this bandwagon that shit is just so terrifying that you can't walk down the street, that you can't do this and you can't do that. The only reason it's happening because you got that dickhead in office who gives you a reason to have to publicize it. This shit.
Hello.
I mean, if every time you make a point from now on, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to let you know.
Hello. But it's like, this is nothing new. We have a statement for saying, for those of us who grew up here from the 80s, 90s, 70s, whatever, if you survived Chicago in the 90s, you can survive it now, because this is nothing compared to the 90s. So I'm just sick of it, man. It just fucking frustrates the hell out of me, bro.
I understand, man. Understandably so. And I feel like this is another one of those things that if you're not outraged, then you're not paying attention. I think that that's where that comes down. What was this one? The guy next to the sign. What is that?
So I want you to go ahead. I found something on Twitter today that I said, I don't want to tell Winston what it is. I don't want to show him what it is in advance. I know that when he sees it, he will love it, as well as the rest of you all. Press play. Ain't no one looking with me. I run my city, king of Farmington.
From Farmington, second off, I rep my city, be honest, man. You can't fuck with me, I'm colder than silver dairy. Ice. On the grind like Bloodgate, eight, never been on a date, still in my parents. Can't fuck a bad bitch, I'ma settle on a Karen. Fuck the racist out of her, change her name to Aaron. Keep the K on me like my name was Karen. Bang. But this is Clooner, like this is Patrick. In my bag like a toxic bitch with baggage. Lot. King of this chicken king. It's all over when the fat boy sing. King of Farmington. Ain't no one bugger with me. I run my city. King of Farmington. Ain't no one bugger with me. I run my city. Everyone's fighting for the title and the deep. Farmington was up for the taking. And I took.
What the fuck is going on?
What? I want you to know that my headphones got unplugged for half a second, and Shuri woke up and she came over and saw it, and she turned back around and went right back to sleep. What the fuck was that, bro? What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter. And I can't help it.
Oh my God. Yo. Kristen the goat. Oh my God.
This is Bobby Hill trying to make him. Oh my God.
Oh my God, bro. I'm assuming this one over here is about the lady that took that photo where she shouldn't have been.
Is probably that what? Was.
All right, let's.
No.
I am the fish.
Vente, sígueme, ven, hey.
Se mordió. Se está mordiendo.
Ven, oso.
Vente caminando ya.
People wonder why I don't go in the woods. I don't. That's some white people shit. Why would I ever go into the woods? That is proof pudding. You know what you don't do? Go to the woods. I just.
The girl in the purple is a goddamn trooper. When they
didn't
say
move. Didn't move. At all. She froze. She froze. Oh my God. But on the inside, she was looking like this, bro. She was just, oh my God.
Do you know what that bear was? I have the other video. I didn't get a chance to upload it. I did a re-edit with that. And I put that video with, I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Because that black bear was on old girl shooting his shot. I was like, man, you're not throwing away my shot. He gave it a swipe. Like, come here, Sean.
Oh my God, dude, that's terrifying. You ever want a reason never to go outside? All right. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So this is probably going to be our last one. This is something.
Yes.
You want to talk about the internet remaining undefeated and why you have to be very careful who you hire as your social media people, because some people don't know how to social media properly. So the Minnesota Vikings decided that they would do a. So they decided to do a challenge, which was the Kirk Cousins challenge. And it was, hey, do a duet video of you catching a pass from Kirk Cousins. And the internet never lost. For those that didn't see that, let me run that back for you. That was just my favorite one, but people do have gone ape shit. So the same way they did the Bow Wow challenge with Bow Wow, was like, yeah, we up in here on the private flights. And then someone was like, nigga, you were sitting across the road from me.
Oh, I remember that nigga was like, oh, Southwest. They were like, nigga, no.
Where you'd be like, yo, what, like this? You'd be like, hold on. I'm trying to figure out how I do it. Yo, it's me out here chilling with my girlfriend, and then you get the other angle, and it's just your arm. Like,
you do that whole thing, like,
yeah. So I just, it was so funny to me because I saw it, and I shit you not, I spit pre workout on my phone because I was just like, this is perfect. I don't know
who remind me, because you could put Mitchell Trubisky, you could put a bunch of other quarterbacks in that position, dog.
Oh, but there was another video that was going around after that came out, and I was like, this is what y'all want to do, because you do remember he almost missed a 5-yard pass for his gender reveal. Did you see that shit? There was a stack. Oh, dude, he had a stack of boxes, and they had put a question mark on it, and they'd filled it with powder, as gender reveals are known to do. He throws a pass. If this is the box, like here, we'll put it here. My guy threw that. It hit the very corner of the box on the ground. He almost spiked the ground and missed the box. So I just Twitter has been going. Twitter and TikTok have been going in on him.
Oh no!
So, you know, I just wanted to end it on like a fun note. You know that, and I'm not gonna play Farmington again. But you know, I do love this song.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad,
who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad!
Doja
Cat.
Doja Cat. Damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties.
God damn.
God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties.
God
damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties.
God
damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties.
God damn.
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 Big titty,
I think that covers all the stories we had, unless there's one I missed.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, we ain't got to go into that.
The last one we just said, we don't have to get into it. There's white people saying they're going to boycott the MLB because some of the San Francisco Giants decided to kneel during the anthem. I mean, are you?
Well, Major League Baseball shot back at somebody who decided to tweet them saying they were going to lose their game. It's in there. If you see it, I think it's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Of the new.
Oh, is it?
It might be.
No, you didn't. There's nothing there. It just said that they they were gonna, but that's fine. I mean, are we surprised by this? This is what people are gonna say regardless. So either way, Jay, go ahead and tell them what where they can find you when they might die.
Man, you can catch me Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Jay Washington, MRJAY. You should know how to spell Washington. I don't know why I gotta repeat that every week, but some people forget how to spell it, and it's on a level.
the timing.
Impeccable timing. My Super Villa Squad on Patreon, patreon.com/MrJWashington. If you join it, you're automatically a producer of all the content I put on my YouTube channel, as well as the Man Titan Podcast. Plus, if you join my $25 and up tier, it's my one-on-one with the Super Villain. I've done three thus far. Two have already dropped. No, actually, the third will drop today. So the patrons can now check out the one, and everybody can check out the one with Alberto Rios. But today, yesterday's drop with Rudy Gueda, and you can check today's with Luis de Torres. When I tell you, we had some fun in these. I'm loving doing these because some people look at it as just a meet and greet, but when you do a meet and greet with people, you just sit there, you meet them for a second, shake hands, take a picture, and then that's gone. They're gone. You're done. It's less than 5 minutes. But over an hour or so, we talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have just so much fun, and I'm actually more excited doing these than some of the guys, and it's been so great. So if you remember the squad, you can check those out. And Matt, the Matt Titan Podcast. Everywhere you get your podcast from, I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel DC live action cinematic universes. It is Barbershop Talk for Nerds. Come on in the convo. Every Wednesday on my channel, the Stargirl reviews normally drop. I'm about to release episode 10's review as soon as this is over with, so you guys can check that out. The Doom Patrol reviews with myself and Winston A. Marshall drop on Thursdays. That's youtube.com/JAYWashington80.
Yeah, sounds great. Obviously, you can find me at the Swaggy Blurred, THESWAGGYBLERD. Let me double check and make sure we don't have any more Streamlabs. Sorry. Before I continue. Great. Okay. So, at the Swaggy Blurred, you can join my Patreon, patreon.com/theswaggyblurred. Any of my top two tiers, plus Ultra and Super Saiyan 3, you become a associate producer on any of the content I put out, but you can also join the writer's room of Positive Black People News, which I drop on Thursdays. As soon as this is over, I'm going to have to go get to filming. But yeah, we got that going on, which is super amazing. You can join the Discord. I do a show on Thursdays called Swagback Thursdays. We play a retro game, and we give you a mix to take home with you at the, while we're playing the game and whatnot. Reminds me, I need to put my poll up. Other than that, man, I mean, that's pretty much everything.
Put your poll up. Don't put your poll up. That's indecent.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Oh, my God. But yeah, I mean, you see us both on Game Time on Mondays. We're here every Tuesday. You see me on SCN Live. I'll be on there again on Thursday this week. And that's pretty much it for the time being, y'all. So I just want to again thank every single one. Oh, the Doom Patrol reviews, I think you already said that, but just come back in, keep coming in. We appreciate every single one of you that watches this show. And that's pretty much it. Like, take care of yourselves and each other, as Jerry Springer used to say.
Jerry Springer.
Hello.
So, what I'm saying? Just be easy, be happy, be healthy. We love y'all, and we will see you later. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.